You're standing in the feed store, looking at that price tag on the bottom shelf, and you feel that familiar pit in your stomach. It's not just a few cents anymore. It's a slow, steady bleed that threatens the very heart of why you started this life in the first place. You didn't trade the cubicle for the coop just to spend every dime you make on bags of processed grain, and you certainly didn't sign up to be a middleman for big agriculture. The reality is brutal. If you don't control your input costs, your homestead isn't a resource. It's an expensive hobby that's wearing you thin. Today we are facing the truth about the cost of feed. Three ways to lower your animal feed bill by 30%, and I'm going to show you exactly how to stop the bleeding without starving your stock or sacrificing their health. This isn't about cutting corners. It's about reclaiming the circular economy that our grandparents took for granted. If you feel like you're working for your chickens instead of them working for you, then listen closely, because the old way of just buying another bag is the fastest way to a broken spirit and an empty bank account. Most people approach homesteading with a consumer mindset, even if they don't realize it. They think that being self-sufficient means buying the right equipment and the right pre-mixed, organic, non-GMO, soy-free gold-plated pellets from the local mill. But here is the hard truth. The moment you rely solely on a store-bought bag to keep your animals alive, you aren't a producer. You're just a customer with more chores. The old way is linear. You work a job to get money, you take that money to the store to get feed, you give that feed to the animal, and the animal gives you an egg or a steak. If the price of that bag goes up by 20%, your life gets 20% harder. It's a fragile, broken system that keeps you tethered to a supply chain you can't control. The Farm Fresh way is different. It's circular. It's about looking at your land and your community as a massive, untapped buffet that's just waiting for you to harvest it. It's about shifting your psychology from "what do I need to buy?" to "what is already here that I'm ignoring?" When you make this shift, you stop being a victim of inflation and start being a manager of biological systems. We're going to talk about the biology of the high-density nutrient and how to unlock it without a credit card. The first pillar of slashing that bill is the fermentation protocol. Most people are literally throwing money into the dirt because they are feeding dry grain. When an animal eats dry, hard pellets or seeds, a significant portion of those nutrients passes straight through them. You're paying for manure, not meat. By soaking your grains in a simple water-based ferment for 24 to 48 hours, you are pre-digesting that food. You're unlocking enzymes and probiotics that make the nutrients more available to the animal's gut. You'll find that you can actually feed about 20% less by volume, because the grain swells and the birds feel fuller, faster. It's a simple shift in your daily rhythm, but it's the difference between a bird that's surviving and a bird that's thriving on a budget. I've seen folks try to skip this because they think it's too messy or they're afraid of mold, but that's the cost of ignorance. If you're willing to spend 5 minutes a day stirring a bucket, you're giving yourself a massive raise. The second tactic is what I call the green bridge. We have been conditioned to think that animals need grain to be healthy, but for most of human history, grain was a supplement, not the staple. If you have a lawn, you have a feed source. If you have a garden, you have a feed source. The Farm Fresh secret is Podigi, 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 Podigi. Specifically, high-protein cover crops like clover or alfalfa that you can grow in the spaces between your rows. But it goes deeper than that. You need to look at your local grocery stores and bakeries. Every single day, pounds of perfectly good produce and day-old bread are being tossed into dumpsters. That is high-quality fuel for your pigs and your poultry that you are currently ignoring. I make it a habit to talk to the produce manager at my local independent grocer once a week. I don't ask for trash, I ask for the culls. I explain that I'm a local farmer looking to reduce waste. More often than not, they are thrilled to have someone take it off their hands. You can easily replace 30 to 40% of a pig's caloric intake with scraps if you are consistent. You aren't just saving money, you're cleaning up the food system. The third and perhaps most powerful way to drop that bill is the insect engine. If you have chickens, you aren't raising birds, you're raising omnivores. They crave protein, and the most expensive part of any bag of feed is the protein content. Instead of buying high-protein pellets, you should be growing black soldier fly larvae. It sounds technical, but it's as simple as setting up a dedicated bin where these flies can lay their eggs in compost. The larvae are basically little nuggets of high-density fat and protein. They self-harvest, they crawl right into a bucket for you, and your birds will go absolutely wild for them. You are turning waste scraps, manure, garden debris directly into the highest quality animal feed on the planet for $0. This is how you win. This is how you build a homestead that doesn't just survive a recession, but actually thrives during one. Imagine a morning 6 months from now. You walk out to the barn and you don't feel that weight of how am I going to afford this month. You look at your birds and their feathers are glossy. Their eyes are bright and you know that half of what they ate yesterday didn't cost you a single cent. You've broken the cycle. You've moved from being a consumer to a true steward of your resources. The vision of success isn't just a lower bill. It's the peace of mind that comes with knowing you are no longer a hostage to the big ag machine. You have the skills, the systems, and the mycorrhizal connection to your land to sustain your family, no matter what happens to the price of corn. I want you to take one zero-cost task today. Go into your kitchen and find a 5-gallon bucket. Fill it halfway with your current scratch grain or pellets, cover it with water by 2 inches, and let it sit. That's it. You've just started your first ferment. Tomorrow, when you feed that to your birds, you'll see the difference. You'll see the focus, and you'll know that you've taken the first step toward a farm-fresh future, where the land provides and the store is just an option, not a necessity. We've secured the feed. Next time, we're going to talk about the water. Because if you think the feed bill is high, wait until you see what hidden waste is doing to your well. Stay grounded, stay sharp, and keep it fresh.